Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As always, a great thanks to each and every one of you for spending time with us. If you've missed any portion of the show, we're sorry, first of all, that you have. The good news is that you can catch up by going to kfhradio.com, downloading any portion of the first hour of the show or anything that you might hear in the second hour as well. You might want to listen to again and download it as part of our podcast. So glad to have it with us at kfhradio.com. Two games in the NFL championship games. New Orleans and the Rams lead things off in New Orleans. The Saints are 3.5-point favorites at home, as the Chiefs are 3-point favorites at home in the cold and the wind and everything on Sunday night against the New England Patriots. Shane, really, those are Vegas home spreads right there, basically. You're getting your 3 points for essentially 2.5 points, I guess, essentially for playing at home. That's how close even Vegas thinks these two games are going to be.
Tom Brady will be an underdog for the first time in 67 starts.
Wow.
Wow. He could play on the moon and the Patriots would be a favorite, but not this weekend. Tom Brady, for the last 67 games, has been a favorite. Now, he has been – I was a little surprised to hear this over after the game. Tracy Wolfson, I think, was the gal that was doing the sideline reporting for CBS. And not only that, but on WEEI, his regular radio hit the next day, Brady's been putting a boulder-sized chip on his own shoulder and talking about how other people are talking about how they suck and they didn't think that they'd win. And whatever works, I guess, but seemed to take offense with a few people that actually picked the Chargers to beat them. Look, if you want to use words as your fuel, go ahead. I mean, more power to you. If that's what makes you go, that's fine. But I felt like that he really, and again, it worked out. I felt like he really manufactured a lot of the fuel that he used against the Chargers and that he will use against the Chiefs, because he mentioned that, hey, yeah, people are going to say that we don't have a chance to beat Kansas City either, but we'll see. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but sure. He really doubled and tripled down on the nobody thought we'd win thing.
Well, it falls into the category of whatever it takes. And while we may from the outside look, you don't have to like the New England Patriots, and I get it. I totally get it. But how in the world can you do anything but respect what they do year in and year out? Doesn't mean you like it. Doesn't mean you don't cheer against them. Doesn't mean that it doesn't matter who's playing against them. You're for the other team. And there's a lot of people like that.
And Patriots fans are famous for paranoia.
Sure.
You know, and they're – I know every – fan base has some insufferable asses in it, but
you've got Spygate, you've got Deflategate, you've got a lot of things that have happened that have helped to alienate the Patriots from the fan base. But more than anything, what is it? It's their success. Their success has created this universal dislike of the New England Patriots, unless you're from somewhere and Connecticut or Vermont or New Hampshire, Maine or Massachusetts. You know, I mean, I totally get it. Mm-hmm. And while most of us look at Tom Brady and say, what are you talking about? Everybody respects the Patriots. At least, nobody takes anything for granted when it comes to the Patriots. I sure as hell, I mean, I thought, you know, the Chargers were going to be competitive, but, you know, I wasn't, nobody's, who the hell was picking the Chargers? Really? Foxborough?
There were some. Well, the Chargers are a better team, top to bottom.
I suppose.
I don't think there's much argument there.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, how'd it turn out? I mean, you know what
I mean? Well, I hear you. It's easy to say now.
I'm not saying that to you. I'm just saying that in general. But if that's the direction that they need to go, then you know what? Fine with me. Because here's the deal. I know enough about the inner workings of Belichick and Brady that to know that guys, even grizzled veterans that have been around the block three or four times, take their cues from that leadership. And it may seem silly for Tom Brady to be playing with a chip on his shoulder, but you know what? If it works for him, then it probably works for the rest of the Patriots as well.
I would have just thought maybe after seven consecutive AFC championship games that it's, you know, we'll let other people talk. You know,
right? No, I'm with you.
He stepped a little bit out of character, I guess. And I don't have a problem with it. He can say whatever he wants. His numbers speak for themselves, but he actually not only said something after the game, which I kind of got with Tracy Wolfson because it was right after the game, and they put
he doubled down.
He did the next day
on his radio show.
Yeah. Speaking of Brady, hopefully that cold air doesn't mess with the inflation of the footballs because Cleet Blakeman is working the game. The referee that was in the middle of Deflategate 4 years ago, and I'm sure Patriots fans are already worried that the fix is in because Cleet Blakeman is going to be the official. So we'll pick that game, obviously. Oh, speaking of, we can kind of look back and ahead at our State Farm picks. The Chargers. You were the only one that took New England, so your little rant a second ago carries more weight because you thought the Patriots were going to cover, and Jim and I thought the Chargers would. 869-1240 if you want to talk, and we'll get to Tony, and then we'll reveal what happened to the State Farm picks, and then we'll talk about the Saints and the Rams a little bit. Tony, how are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, I'm kind of with Bruce. I don't understand how anyone thought the Chargers were going to win that game. I mean, West Coast teams coming east for early games are a terrible win percentage. The Patriots were rested. They had 2 weeks off. They were at home. It was cold. I mean, and the Chargers flew 8,900 miles in a week. I mean, that outcome is exactly what I thought it was going to be.
And I don't think it can be undersold, the week off thing. That is so big for a team, especially as, I don't want to say old, but Gronk certainly needed it. Tom Brady, it turned out, needed it because he had a knee issue that had been bugging him. That week off and Bill Belichick being your head coach is huge. And then hindsight being what it is,
the Chiefs aren't going to be at any of those disadvantages. I mean, it's completely conceivable either team could win that game.
Sure,
I mean, that's no question.
Thank you. You know, thank
I think just, both games, Tony.
Yeah,
I mean, I think both games.
Me, yep, it wouldn't surprise me what the Super Bowl matchup was.
No,
it's like football.
Yeah, you and me both.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
too.
I don't think we can be disappointed, whatever the outcome is. How can we possibly be disappointed with the matchup in the Super Bowl? Not even right now. I mean, it's like you've got these four teams. Any result will be satisfying, won't it?
They all had a little blip on their radar during the season. The Rams kind of got derailed a little bit starting with that trip to Chicago. New Orleans, as you pointed out, down the stretch from about week 11 till the end of the season, sputtered just a little bit, offensively at least, what we're used to. And then, of course, the Chiefs, what did they finish? 3-2 in their last five or something like that. I mean, just okay. And the Patriots, Gronkowski has not been himself. Sony Michel missed some time. He looks like he's back and better than ever, but he missed some time with a knee injury earlier in the season. Rex Burkhead was on the DL for most of it. Julian Edelman had a four-game suspension that he had to serve. And Tom Brady was, you remember that throw in Pittsburgh where he tried to throw it out of bounds and it was intercepted? It came out after the fact that his knee was bugging him and he really couldn't drive the ball down the field and he couldn't even throw the ball to the sideline in that particular case. And that week off did him so much better against the Chargers. So you got all these teams, not without their warts, but without question, the four best teams in the NFL. And, yeah, you take your Chiefs fandom out of it. here in South Central Kansas. No matter what happens in the Super Bowl matchup, the storylines, the excitement, and the potential for a shootout will be there no matter who makes it. And isn't that what we're all looking for?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. And from a standpoint of what needs to happen for each and every one of these teams, Shane, I think you can distill it down to a very quick sentence or two sentences. They need to just be who they are. Why wouldn't New Orleans or the Rams or the Chiefs, or for that matter, the Patriots, not be supremely confident in who they are at this particular point and be fueled by the thought of, if we just are who we are or can be the best of what we are and what we've been all season long, we'll win? I mean, they'll be scheming. I mean, there's going to be games within the games and all sorts of different packages laid out. But at the end of the day, in the execution of these four teams who've done it all at a high level through most of the season and end up being the four highest scoring teams, I think the belief, plain and simple, is if we play our game and play it well, we're going to win the game.
And the Saints definitely, and this is no secret, have to keep Aaron Donald off of Drew Brees when he drops back to pass.
Bingo. Yeah, no question.
He had such good synergy all year long with Michael Thomas, and again against the Eagles. He had 12 catches against the Eagles. And he also torched the Rams last time they played.
Yep.
And Aqib Talib wasn't playing in that game, but Marcus Peters was. And so there'll be that rematch. And then, of course, you've got the Rams who – duplicating what they did against Cowboys is a lot to ask. They had 273 yards rushing, and C.J. Anderson was a big part of that, literally and figuratively. But if you're able to run it 48 times against the Saints, then give me some Rams, or even close to it.
Well, I'm with you. Yeah,
but,
I'm with you.
But that, again, that's a tall order because the Saints' defense, as good as the Cowboys is, the Saints' run defense is even better. So I would imagine it. If this is a one-score game and goes down to it, we'll see a quarterback shootout, and that's what I'm projecting anyway. I'm saying there's going to be a similar outcome to the 45-35 okay. regular season game.
All right, Shane, you've got four really proven quarterbacks in this game. Which one in these games, which of the four is the least likely to be able to shoulder the burden and win a game virtually by himself?
Tom Brady.
That's overstating it. Tom Brady, I think, is probably, I think Tom Brady, you might go Jared Goff.
Maybe Goff, yeah.
You might go Jared Goff, and I probably would. I think I would give Brady probably the benefit of the doubt, but I would agree that Brees and Mahomes are the two guys that if you desperately need plays made, they're the guys that can do it. Now, that's saying something with Tom Brady. I just don't think that Brady throws the ball downfield quite the same way that Brees and Mahomes does. And that's more a product of his 42 years.
And his
although,
weapons.
Hell, Brees is 40, so I
mean. He doesn't have Brandon Cooks to throw to anymore.
No.
Cordarrelle Patterson, give me a break. He doesn't know how to run a route. All he does is end arounds and run back kicks. Who's gonna stretch that defense even if Brady could push it down the field?
Right.
And that was part of the reason for my explanation that Tom Brady, if it's 21-0 Chiefs after the first quarter, you know, it ain't like it used to be, is all
no.
I'm saying. And his weapons aren't, and Gronk isn't, and heck, I don't know how many times he was targeted, but Gronk only had one catch against the Chargers. Now, he blocked his butt off.
He was a road grader. He was otherworldly. He got to more second levels in that game than I've seen a tight end in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He'd get his guy on the first level, then he'd be to the second level and ceiling. And
pushing guys back into the end zone.
Oh, that was
impressive to watch.
Really,
him.
Really good.
Yep.
No, he was great last week. Absolutely great. Look, you got to be careful when you start, and it's not like we're throwing shade on New England, because I'm not. I don't think that you are either, but
what the Chiefs have done is undeniable. Doesn't mean
no
you
question.
Have to take something away from New England, But you just got to prop up the Chiefs for what they've done with a virtually a first-year quarterback.
And Patriots fans would say, yeah, having said that, we beat them.
Well, and it was in Foxborough too.
And it was on the last play on a field goal. It was a brilliant game. There was nothing to choose from between the two teams. There was nothing to choose from. It was a fabulous football game. Will it be again on Sunday? I don't know. I just hope that both of these are classics. Now, obviously, we've got a little skin in the game with Kansas City. Mm-hmm. No question about it. But, man, I just hope that both of these games are classics, because they sure set up as classics, don't they? I mean, they just set up.
And borrowing from a column by Dan Graziano, the Patriots are 20-3 in postseason home games, but 3-4 in playoff games as a visitor. They haven't won a playoff road game and the Super Bowl in the same season in 15 years.
Yeah.
The past two times they played the AFC Championship game on the road, they lost in Denver 3 and 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This season, the Patriots are 9-0 at home, 3-5 on the road, including, and these are regular season games, I get it, but double-digit losses at Jacksonville, Detroit, and Tennessee.
Right.
And the Chiefs, of course, are 8-1 at home, the only loss to the Chargers. And in that 43-40 game Bruce was talking about, it was a last-second field goal by New England, a game that featured 30 combined fourth-quarter points.
Yeah. I just think that Kansas City I'm not saying that New England isn't a better team now than they were then. I think they're closer to the same team now as they were then. I think that the Chiefs, even though there's been a little bit of struggle down the season stretch in a relative sense, I think they're better defensively. I think that, and especially at home, I think the Chiefs are a better version of themselves defensively than they were back early in the season in New England. So it might be incremental. It might not be in large degrees. But I think Kansas City's a better football team than the version that New England saw earlier in the season.
I wish for Chiefs fans that Eric Berry was at full health for this game.
Yeah, me too. I mean, me too. And I think Chiefs fans would feel a lot better about it. But you know what? You draw on what they've been like in each of the last 2 weeks. And I realize that the last one was against Oakland. And But they put together two pretty good game plans defensively. And if that holds here, then they could beat New England moving away. God, I hate saying that, because it just sounds like you're tempting fate too much when you say that.
Relax. Okay. 869-1240, resident Chiefs fan Earl weighs in. Earl, what do you think?
To be 100, I will never forget the first AFC Championship at Arrowhead. Well, you might not believe it, but the world missed out on Tom Brady in a Super Bowl. I love football this time of year, especially when it's running smoothly. Just like this year, when I don't know what we would have done without Mahomes. What? You don't know who Patrick Mahomes is? Well, pull up an ice block, and let me tell you. You know Elway and Montana, Unitas and Namath, but do you know the most famous quarterback of all? Patrick the Frog Voice QB, croaking out signals at Arrowhead, beating up on the Colts, and busting Brady's head. All of the other teams passed on him in the draft. They watched him win a Super Bowl and suffered from their gaffe. Chiefs 32, Patriots 24. Chief.
Earl, nicely done, Earl.
Earl, if you need
again,
him, everybody.
Rack him.
Exactly. Call of the day.
Just rack him.
Speaking of call of the day, I should have had him on the line and give him a Papa John's pizza. But
yeah, no
Earl,
kidding.
You have to earn it. If you want it, call back or anybody else.
Yeah.
Caller number 3, 869-1240, a free Papa John's pizza when we come back. We'll talk to Mike Kennedy. We got a late tip tonight at the Charles Koch Arena at 9 o'clock.
Come on, Shocks. Let's go.
Mike and Dave Dahl will go on the air at 8 o'clock on Classic Hits 103.7. Mike Kennedy, voice of the Shockers, coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.